On May 12, the town of Postville, Iowa, was the site of the single largest immigration raid in the nation's history. The target was agriprocessors, a kosher meatpacking plant. Nearly 400 people were arrested that day, many on charges of identity theft, and are in jail awaiting deportation. Several women are among those who face charges, but most have returned to Postville with ankle monitoring devices. Religious leaders and immigration reform advocates were in Postville yesterday, hoping to use the raid as an example of what's wrong with the nation's immigration laws. Rachel Cleaver and her husband drove from Madison.
My husband and I drove 2.5 hours to be here because we care about people and we're concerned about families who have been separated and people who have been deported, and we're here to show our solidarity and our support.
But not everyone in Postville Sunday supports immigration reform. Gary Hooper has a different view.
As a concerned American citizen, I'm sick and tired of 30 to 40 million illegal aliens who are raping, robbing, and killing Americans across this country, and it's time for us to throw them out.
The four-hour rally was organized by Jewish and Catholic groups throughout the Midwest. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Pat Blank.